Now to New York City, where prosecutors have asked a judge to drop criminal charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's the former head of the International Monetary Fund. Several months ago, he was accused of sexually assaulting a maid at a Manhattan hotel. Prosecutors have expressed deep concerns about his accuser. NPR's Joel Rose is following this story at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. He joins us now. And Joel, you've got a copy of the court filing. Why did prosecutors decide to do this?
Prosecutors say that they have grave concerns about the credibility of the witness, and that is why they are recommending the dismissal of these charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn. They note in the filing today that the issue of force or lack of consent in the encounter between Dominique Strauss-Kahn and the accuser is simply inconclusive. There isn't enough evidence to go to trial just based on that evidence. And so the case is going to come down to the credibility, both of Strauss-Kahn and of his accuser. And the prosecutors have said all along that they, or for several weeks now, that they have deep concerns about the credibility of this witness, that she lied to immigration officials when she was in an effort to get admitted into the United States from her native Guinea, and that she lied again to prosecutors about being gang raped in her native country. Now, the prosecutors have never said that they believe that the accuser, Nafissatou Diallo, is lying about the facts of this case or what happened in the room with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, but given their grave concerns about her credibility on other issues, they just feel that the cumulative effect of these falsehoods would be devastating at trial. That was their word, devastating.
What about Ms. Diallo's lawyer, Ken Thompson?
Well, Ken Thompson, ever since the prosecutors have gone public with their concerns about the case, has been very critical of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. And in very brief remarks on the courthouse steps this afternoon, Ken Thompson repeated his criticism of the Manhattan DA. And let's take a listen to that tape.
He has not only turned his back on this innocent victim, but he has also turned his back on the forensic, medical, and other physical evidence in this case.
Now, there is a lot of support for Nafissatou Diallo from black community leaders and from women's groups. They point out that there is DNA evidence of a sexual encounter between Strauss-Kahn and Diallo, and they want to see the case go forward even if Diallo is not a perfect witness.
Well, what happens next? Will Dominique Strauss-Kahn be free to go?
It is possible. Diallo's lawyer has asked a judge to appoint a special prosecutor to pursue the criminal charges, but legal analysts do not give that tactic much chance of success. Her lawyer has also already filed a civil lawsuit against Strauss-Kahn in the Bronx, but if the judge agrees to dismiss all of the charges, criminal charges against Strauss-Kahn tomorrow, he would be free to catch the next flight to France. He is facing sexual assault charges there as well, but that's another story.
That's NPR's Joel Rose in New York, reporting on the request by prosecutors there to drop charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
You're listening to All Things Considered.